Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In many areas, the right to shoot a gun in self-defense has fallen into disfavor. Sometimes even the use of a gun in self-defense in one's own home leads to lawsuits or criminal charges. But West Virginia remains a staunchly pro-gun state. When the West Virginia Supreme Court was recently confronted with a case concerning the use of a gun in self-defense, it delivered a very conservative opinion. Larry Dinger found himself in the middle of a dispute that had escalated to a boiling point. Four people were standing in his yard, anxious for a fight. Dinger grabbed a gun, stuck it in his waistband, and went outside to see what was going on. When he tried to send his son inside, one man in the menacing group blocked the doorway. Dinger pulled out his gun. Another man then attempted to grab Dinger's gun, taunting him with the statement, "If you pull a gun, you'd better use it." Dinger regained control of his gun and shot the man dead. Charged with murder, Dinger was found guilty of voluntary manslaughter and sentenced to 15 years in prison. Dinger appealed based on the trial judge's refusal to give the jury a self-defense instruction. The Supreme Court of West Virginia overturned the conviction in the case called West Virginia v. Dinger. The court held that the jury should have been given the instruction that Dinger was lawfully entitled to use deadly force in self-defense. Reversals of criminal convictions on appeal are exceedingly rare. It is a reflection of the strong right to bear arms in West Virginia that this defendant was able to overturn his conviction for his deadly use of a gun. Just this month, a criminal broke in through a window of the small home of an 87-year-old great-grandmother living alone in St. Louis. She pulled out her revolver and shot him dead with one bullet. I certainly hope that the local prosecutor will respect her right to use a gun for self-defense in her own home.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum, and today you've finally been hearing the truth, not the media lies, about gun control. Can we protect ourselves and the Second Amendment while reducing crime? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free, uncensored information on gun ownership. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the difference between stupidity and genius is that genius has its limits, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have told our listeners time and time again, or you, my listeners, time and time again, about how the major media is controlled. And I have kind of an interesting bit of information here. In 1983, that doesn't seem so far long ago, 50 corporations controlled the vast majority of all the news media here in the United States. By 1992, did I say 1983, 50 corporations controlled the media? It wasn't even 10 years later, by 1992, fewer than two dozen owned and operated 90% of the mass media. In the year 2000, the number had fallen to six. And today there's five corporations that run the news media, tell people what to say on the air. It's Time Warner, Disney, Murdoch's News Corporation, Bertelsmann of Germany, and Viacom. Viacom was known as CBS back in those days, and now they control the media. By the way, General Electric is NBC, and they are running sixth between those. But anyway, you can see that this thing is just in a very few hands, just exactly like the major corporations or multinational corporations control food production. Agriculture is controlled just like the news media is, so what you eat is controlled just like what you watch on television and listen to on the radio. Now, Steve Jacobson spent 13 years in the film industry. He was making movies back in the 70s through the 80s and is a graduate of Boston University School of Communications. But once he realized how the mass media was manipulating the minds of Americans, and the Americans didn't know about it, he abandoned filmmaking and dedicated his life to researching in hypnotic tense techniques. He says these hypnotic techniques are being used to transform free-thinking individuals into mindless consumers and tools of government. And I put a little circle around tools so it looks like fools, but it would sound the same, would it not, Stephen Jacobson?
Yes, it would, and it amounts to exactly the same thing. People are not in as much control over their thinking as they would like to believe.
Now, you and I were talking just for a minute or two before we went on the air, and you were in the film business, and I said, well, I went to the movies back when I was a kid, and I watched Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and some of the old movie stars and great actors and actresses of the time, but things were different then. You could look at a movie or you could look at a film and you could see what was happening. And today, Jeff and I were at a meeting the other evening. At we went to this post what post-secondary graduate agriculture students meeting, and they had a little film clip there. And they did it just like, Stephen, you said, everything's done today. It was a flash here and a flash there, and the camera was upside down, and people were doing all sorts of things so fast you couldn't watch. I don't watch that sort of thing. I turn my head when I see that on TV.
Oh, yes. You can't think while you're watching. You can't analyze the message that is being presented to you when you have so many cuts from one scene to another, one camera angle to another. Literally, what is happening is that kind of editing is programming a short attention span in the viewer.
All right, now this is done... I started saying nationally, but this is done, I guess, pretty much worldwide, is it not?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We've grown up with these techniques. You're mentioning you're going to the movies back in the 30s and 40s. Things were very different then. The stories were different. You didn't run the risk of being embarrassed by the content. It was very clear who the good guys were, who the bad guys were, and that there was a moral to the story. Well, everything has changed. And it only illustrates the impact that the entertainment media has on the mental state of the population. We tend to forget the power that is embodied in entertainment. Entertainment is the ideal means for the dissemination of propaganda. It always has been. It's not always recognized in our time. Very few people recognize that power to influence the thinking and behavior of people, because what happens is that what makes it so powerful is that it is influencing people without their conscious awareness.
Okay, we only have five corporations, you say, Time Warner, Disney, Murdoch, the Germany company, and Viacom. Are they in cahoots with the government on this thing?
Big business and big government work together, and very often they are the same. And yes, you could not have the coordination of propaganda. You couldn't have effective propaganda without mass media, and you couldn't have the effective coordination of propaganda without it being in the hands of fewer and fewer people and fewer multinational corporations. As you relayed earlier, the research by Ben Bedikian in Media Monopoly, the drastic changes over the years, and this is a continuing trend, not only in the entertainment and information industry, but in all business, the trend is toward consolidation of ownership in fewer and fewer hands, and this does allow for the coordination of action among the respective companies.
Yeah, and see, as I mentioned earlier, this is an agricultural program that I do. I'm an old farm boy, and I try to throw a little bit of farm life into every show that we do. But this is exactly the same thing that is happening in agriculture. We have the Archer Daniels Midlands, the ConAgras, and the Tysons that literally control the nation's food supply. Yet Americans don't realize that their food supply is controlled, just like they don't realize that what they're watching on television and listening to on the radio is also controlled. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Visiting today with Stephen Jacobson. He is concerned with mind control here in this country and around the world for that matter. And we were just discussing as the commercial break came up that what we eat and what we watch are controlled by multinational corporations and the government. And you were just about to say something, Stephen, when the commercial break took over.
Well, with the commercial break coming on, it distracted me, and I don't remember what I was going to say to you.
You know, I wouldn't have if I hadn't written a little note. I write myself little notes all of the time. That's because I have probably watched too much television, and I have a problem keeping my mind under my mind being molded by these fast-moving flickers that we see on television.
Oh, yes. Well, not only do we have to contend with that, but we also are subject to all manner of pressures getting through our day-to-day life. The pressures that are put on us economically by the manipulation of the economy and the pressure that is put on us by the media itself, it's to keep people off balance so that they don't know if they're coming or going. And so long as people are confused and anxious and tense and all stressed out, doing that to people is a strategy of psychological warfare. When people are not calm and peaceful within themselves and are all stressed out, a lot of things can happen right in front of their noses and they not see it and not be aware of what is actually taking place.
You know, you have some interesting facts here. 99% of America's households today have at least one TV. 66% have at least three. According to TV pollsters, the number of minutes per week that parents spend in meaningful conversation with their children per week now, ladies and gentlemen, 3.5 minutes. The average child spends 1,680 minutes a week watching television. The average amount of time the TV is on each day here in this country is 6 hours 47 minutes. At the American average of 4 hours per day, 9 years of a 65-year lifespan will be sent glued to the television set.
And that is having a great impact on this nation and on everyone, whether they are consciously aware of it or not. In effect, what has happened is that we are living in a virtual reality. We are living in an environment, a controlled environment, that has been created and is being manipulated through the mass media. This is it's an artificial reality. And that's another problem that we're all facing, because we were born into this system. We were born into a system where deception has already become part of the social framework of society, and many people consider it to be a normal state of affairs, a normal situation, and it is anything but that.
See, I am fortunate, and I hate to interrupt, we're going to take another break, but I am fortunate that I was not born into that. I was born at a time when, hey, things really happened in real life. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Visiting today with Stephen Jacobson. We're talking about mind control. We'll have a little more time between these commercial breaks, Stephen, but the artificial reality you were talking about, and said today most of the people were born into this system. And looking at some figures that I have here, by the time a kid has gone through the seventh grade, he has seen 8,000 murders on television. By the time he's graduated from high school, he has seen 200,000 violent acts, all on the TV screen. Does that have any effect on a person's life?
Oh, absolutely. Storytelling is the oldest means of transmitting information in society from one generation to another. And young people in particular get their cues from watching popular media, the television, movies, listening to popular music. They're getting cues about how society works, what's right and wrong, what's acceptable and unacceptable behavior, simply by watching the programming, and so it does affect people over a period of time. People will respond to these things and be unaware of why they're responding in the way that they do. I'll give you a quick example of something that we can all relate to. We've all experienced it. Did you ever buy something and then later on wonder why did you buy it? I think we've all had that experience. That is the result of our programming and conditioning. The whole point and purpose of programming, hypnotic programming, is to build into the target audience, into us, a conditioned response where we respond automatically without thinking with a preference for a particular product or a particular idea. And so the first order of business for a propagandist or an advertiser is to create the conditions that are favorable to the reception of their message. Well, the conditions are the first objective is to create the induce a hypnotic state of mind in the population. Most people are walking around in a hypnotic trance of one level or another by simply being under the pressure of life, day-to-day living. When watching television, though, it becomes more readily apparent to those who are aware of what's happening. Most people don't think about the things that affect them subconsciously. They usually don't know what to look for until these things are pointed out, and then they can see them for what they are. Television is the most powerful weapon of psychological warfare in history. Now, that statement is so important, I'm going to repeat it. Television is the most powerful weapon of psychological warfare in history. Now, what makes it so powerful, and what makes it a weapon, most people don't think of television in those terms because it's become a member of the family in so many households across the nation. It's used as a babysitter for the nation's youth. It is the primary source of information, news, and entertainment for a vast majority of the population. But if you think about it, whenever you have observed young children or senior citizens sitting in front of a TV, they have this vacant, glassy-eyed look in their eyes. And that is because they are in a trance state, in a hypnotic trance. Television induces the hypnotic state of mind automatically. It doesn't matter what you're watching. It's the nature of the medium, the nature of the technology. And what is happening is that the television image appears to be stationary and static. It is actually flickering. It is the repetitive pattern of the flickering image that induces hypnosis. The principle behind hypnotic programming is to focus the attention of the conscious mind on one or more of the five senses. In the case of the media, we're talking about the sense of sight and the sense of the hearing through sound. It is the repetitive pattern that induces the trance state. And then there are different techniques that are used to deepen the trance state and to maintain the trance state. For example, in commercials, very often you'll have words or numbers, prices flashing on and off the screen, movement of graphics. It's meant to capture the attention of the eye, to focus on the repetitive pattern, to keep the mind blank. The reason for this is then when we are presented with information and a message, we have the opportunity to think about it, decide whether we're going to accept it or not. When we make that determination, that piece of information gets filed in the memory banks of our subconscious mind with that identification tag. But if we're not thinking, and for the most part, people are not thinking while they're watching television because they're in a trance state, that information goes directly to the subconscious mind where someone else can place an identification tag on it, which can be triggered at a later date. And that is why people buy things and and later on may wonder why they've done so. People may even do or say things and then later on wonder, well, why did I do that? Why did I say that? It's as a result of this mechanism having been activated. Television literally plugs into our nervous system. Attention deficit disorder was practically unheard of prior to television. What is happening is that with the quick cutting that we see in most programs that was developed in TV commercials and music videos on MTV, cutting from one angle to another, quick cutting patterns induce a corresponding electrical chemical change in the brain and nervous system that releases endorphins that cause a drug-like effect.
And we're going to take a break. We're going to make a quick cut here. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Isn't it time your calls add up to more than just talk at high rates? Make every call count with long distance through Affinity 4. Rates start as low as 2.9 cents a minute. And 10% of your usage on Affinity 4's clear, reliable long distance goes to a charity or nonprofit you choose. Affinity 4 has given over $70 million to help worldwide. Want other low rates? Affinity 4 sets a new standard for giving also, with outstanding low-priced internet, wireless, and Visa card services.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll-free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-221-7188. 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-221-7188.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says 43% of all statistics are worthless, Derry Brownfield.
And we are back, visiting with Stephen Jacobson, talking about mind control and what television does to us. Stephen, you mentioned that quick cutting releases hormones and all, you know, I mentioned earlier, I think it was before we went on the air, that these flashing messages that we see on the commercials and all, they don't do anything for me. They make me mad. And I usually hit the mute button and look the other way until I think the thing's over with.
Well,
am I just a goony bird?
Well, perhaps. you're starting from a different frame of reference. You've been doing your homework for many years now. And so, and you, you are aware of the problem of the controlled media. And so, education is a first step in our defense against this assault on the privacy and integrity of our minds. But certainly, the younger people are going to be more susceptible to it because it's the mass media is extremely important in the process of indoctrinating the youth of a nation.
You know, I remember when the movies first came out and they called that, oh, that was such great special effects in that movie. Well, the few of them that I've ever watched, I thought they were terrible because I want to see something happen. You know, if a plane is going to crash, I want to see it crash. If a horse is going to fall, I want to see him fall. I don't want to see a leg go this way and a guy go that way and a hat fly off. And to me, it doesn't show you anything.
No, it's not. It's going after purely physical effects, physiological effects on the audience, various techniques to heighten the emotional experience of what they're watching. But essentially, it is the storytelling that is getting that has an ulterior motive in many cases in presenting information to the viewer.
Okay, now I remember very well. It's been several years ago, but not all that many. All these Japanese kids were hospitalized because they'd been watching Pokemon?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What happened there?
That happened in 1997. That's a good example of this the plug-in effect that television has with our nervous system. It's an extreme example, but an important one. Many people may remember it.
It made national news.
Oh, yes, all over the world. About 700 children had to be hospitalized in response to watching this episode of the popular Pokemon TV cartoon. This happened in Japan. This particular episode, stroboscopic flashes of light emanated from the eyes of one of the cartoon characters, and it was the pulsing effect that induced epileptic-like seizures in some of the children who were watching. Other children experienced nausea, dizziness, spasms, and all. 700 children had to be hospitalized, and that is an example of this plug-in effect that television has with our nervous system, making it it's an extremely potent, dangerous to the mental and emotional health of this nation because it's being used as a weapon of psychological warfare to keep people in a confused mental state.
Okay, now let's go back to Japan and the Pokemon deal.
Yes.
It happened in Japan. 700 kids, you said.
Yes.
Okay, don't they show that same Pokemon episode to Americans, for example?
Good question. Whether they did or not, I don't know.
It'd be interesting to know if it affected other nationalities, or were these Japanese just more easily controlled?
No, because it acts on us physiologically, the language barrier wouldn't matter. It's the visual effect, and which I would suspect was an experiment at the time. And whether or not I do know that many experiments have been done here in this country through all media, going back to the days of radio to ascertain how the public would respond to different things. For example, the famous broadcast in 1938 of War of the Worlds that caused panic in this country. I believe, was an experiment, and that had the effect as it did only because the information was presented as a news broadcast. The dramatization was done as a news broadcast, and we had already been conditioned to accept the format as the means by which we receive true factual information.
You know, I can't think of his name, but back years ago when I first became a foreign broadcaster, and I'm going back into the 1960s now, but one of our other national foreign broadcasters, just like I was the sound man on that particular 1938 broadcast.
Great. Great.
And he was from out in your part of the country someplace. I believe he was from the Carolinas, but I'm not sure of that.
Okay.
But
okay.
He told some interesting stories about that whole thing.
In fact, I have a short sound bite from that. Do we have time?
Well, sure.
For the next commercial to,
Yeah, we've got 5 minutes before the next commercial.
Okay. It's a short clip. I'll play it, and then we can talk about
it. Is it queued up now?
Yes, I got it queued up.
Okay, just let her rip.
Okay, here it goes.
At one moment, please. At least 40 people, including 6 state troopers, lie dead in a field east of the village of Grover's Mill, their bodies burned and distorted beyond all possible recognition. The next voice you hear will be that of Brigadier General Montgomery Smith, commander of the state militia at Trenton, New Jersey.
I have been requested by the governor of New Jersey to place the counties of Mercer and Middlesex as far west as Princeton and east to Jamesburg under martial law. No one will be permitted to enter this area except by special pass issued by state or military authorities. 4 companies of state militia are proceeding from Trenton to Grover's Mill and will aid in the evacuation of homes within the range of military operations. Thank you.
Well, that was an excerpt from the famous broadcast in 1938.
Right, and it had the whole nation in. But of course, people didn't. They weren't glued to the radio sets then like they are to their TVs today.
No, they're not. But still, the attention was focused on the sound, and so. More important than that was that, in spite of the disclaimers that informed the listener that this was a dramatization, because it was done as a news broadcast, people thought it was real. And that's why it caused panic throughout the country. People actually thought that New Jersey was being invaded by Martians from outer space. And the reason for it was simply because it was done as a news broadcast. You had your anchorman, you had the news reporters out in the field, interviews with outside experts commenting on the events that were happening, not unlike a modern-day news broadcast on your television.
I was going to say news reporters today try to hypnotize you, do they not?
Well, they do, whether they realize it or not. You get a number of things happening with television news, aside from the flickering image of the TV that induces the trance state. On your beginning of your national news and even your local news, they have a musical jingle at the beginning. They have moving graphics. All these repetitive techniques are meant to deepen and maintain the trance state. You have a newscaster who is looking directly into the camera and into the eyes of the viewer, which is another hypnotic technique. You have the speech pattern of a newscaster. Whether they be black, white, or Oriental, Hispanic, they all talk pretty much the same. They have a speech pattern that is associated in the minds of the viewer with the dissemination of true factual information. And then, because the camera can pick up subtle nuances of expression, the commentator, the broadcaster can silently comment on what is being said or what is being shown, and then that information is acts on the viewer subconsciously or subliminally. So, yes, you get a lot of things going on with your news programming. If you switch from your major networks on your evening news, you'll see the same stories being reported. Very often, the juxtaposition of the stories are very similar, and it's just the similarity, the synchronicity is just too great for any of this being by accident or chance.
Okay, now, I want to say one little quick question. Why?
Why? Oh, gee, that's the $64,000 question. The why is to have the population to be highly suggestible and controllable.
Okay, well, we're going to take another break. When we come back, let's be uncontrollable, all right? Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stephen, going into the commercial break, I ask you why these newscasters all sound alike and look into the camera exactly the same way. I just said why, and you said because it's about population control, and they want people to be controllable. Who wants people to be controllable?
Oh, well, that has to be the ruling class in this nation. Each nation has its moneyed aristocracy that makes up its ruling elite, a ruling class. They're the power behind government. Government historically has been the handmaiden of these families. These families have formed an alliance amongst themselves globally for world domination. Now, they fight amongst themselves about who's going to be king of the hill, but their objective is the same, and that is the domination and control of the population. Because we have a dishonest medium of exchange, a dishonest money system, it is those people, those families that control the banking establishment, aligned with the heads of the multinational corporations and the families that entrenched in that activity, they are all working in concert
mind control the population, because they are few in numbers. There are more of us than there are of them. So the only way they can maintain their position of power is by illusion and delusion, and using technology to implement really what are ancient principles. The mind control issue is not a new issue. It's mankind has been suffering from this for centuries.
The what issue did you say?
The mind control.
Oh, mind control, yes.
Yeah. What is different about the times in which we live is the technology that allows the implementation of these ancient principles on a massive scale to influence the thinking and behavior of large numbers of people. Now, before I forget about it, for your listeners who want more information about this, they can go to my website, which is mindcontrolinamerica.com, www.mindcontrolinamerica.com. It's all one word. Or if you don't have internet access, you can call me. I'm in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The area code is 336-723-6535. 336-723-6535. Now, my research over the past more than 25 years led to the development of an audio series, Mind Control in America audio series. These are educational materials to help deprogram the listener and the population. The first audio is called Mind Control in America. It is a summary of the mind control issue. We've only touched, scratched the surface on this. The presentation is fully scripted with music and sound effects, defines the principles, gives examples for the listener to hear, and then places the whole issue into historical perspective. That was followed by Wake Up America, also about mind control, but as it applies to money and economics, because psychological warfare and economic warfare work together to apply pressure to the population so people are kept off balance.
And we must take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Gold prices rose on Monday for the second week, supported by a weaker U.S. dollar, and concern about the Iraq war and Iran's nuclear ambitions also helped support the market. Gold closed up $1.30 to $555.30 an ounce. Silver was unchanged at $10.33 an ounce. 57% of traders, investors, and analysts surveyed by Bloomberg last week advised buying gold. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-B-U-Y-C-O-I-N. Discover why gold rules.
The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter. A yearly subscription is $24.95. To order the Common Sense Chronicle, send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. What things will you find in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's watersheds and Minutemen, property lines and Jack McLam, vigilantes protecting our borders, endangered species restricted corridors, save the tadpoles, the greenies cry while they're spraying something in the sky, no hunting and fishing on this here land till the DNR pulls back its hand, you in water, you in air, you in everything, it just ain't square. PETA kills both dogs and cats, but wants to protect all the gnats. Kemosabe is a friendly word, now it's hate speech. That's absurd. Global this, global that. It's all hogwash, that's a fact. What I want to know is, hey, Barry, where'd you get that hat?
We're in the home stretch here, Stephen. You were about to, you were telling our listeners how they can get in touch with you. Your website is mindcontrolinamerica.com. Your telephone number is 336-723-6535, and you have some interesting videos, etc., there explaining this in more detail.
Yes, these are
audio programs available on both cassette and CD. I mentioned the first two, Mind Control in America and Wake Up America. There is a third audio, which was developed by my father. My father was a researcher and consultant to the medical profession for 20 years. He developed an audio called Personal Comfort Training. And in fact, it was his research materials that he turned over to me 25 years ago that led to my researching the mind control issue. The personal comfort training, at one time, doctors would write prescriptions for their patients to have to aid in the treatment of different health problems. So it's an all-purpose stress management audio. It aids in dissolving negative conditioning and programming that we have accumulated throughout our lives. And the detailed information about that and all the other audios are on my website. Again, mindcontrolinamerica.com. And my phone number here for anyone who wants the order address or pricing is area code 336-723-6535.
Let's go to the telephones. Marilyn in California. Hi, Marilyn. You're on the air.
Yes, I really enjoy this topic. I know I use TV. It lulls me to sleep. But one comment I wanted to make was about George Bush. It's really obvious he's been trained to deliver speeches the way he does it. He always leans forward and looks right into the camera. And when he was speaking in Cleveland yesterday, and it was shown on the TV, and, you know, everybody is against this war in Iraq. I mean, conservatives, everybody. And he made this comment. He looked right at you. Well, I know you're not in favor of the war, but there's things I know that you don't, and I just want you to be patient with me. And he just had a condescending tone. And I mean, this is obviously schools kind of behavior.
Oh, yes, I agree with you. All politicians go through training. If they are not, they're using these techniques whether they're consciously aware of it or not. And certainly the president and high officials in the administration have been trained how to influence people and as far as using some of these techniques. And,
topic.
Yes. Hello?
Okay, Marilyn, thanks for the call. Do we have another caller there, Jeff? Okay, caught me with my mouth full of an ice cube. And I have a problem chewing it up. See, I would not make a good anchor man because I'd probably be doing something other than looking at the camera. Anyhow, you mentioned that it is the nation's elite ruling class that is behind all of this. Now, how then does that fit into the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund? Can you tie all that together in the next 60 seconds?
My goodness. Well, you know, everything is related. Everything is connected. But the ultimate issue is that the mind control issue is first and foremost a spiritual issue. The mind is the gateway to the soul. That's why there's a mind control issue. And the root cause of all of our problems stems from our misidentification with the physical body as being ourself. So long as people think that they are the body instead of the eternal resident inside the body, so long as we think we're a physical being rather than spiritual being, we're subject to all manner of manipulation, because then people's direction and thinking and activities are misdirected. It's directed towards making money, as much money as you can, so you can increase your standard of living, increase the comforts for...
People just don't realize that we are a spirit, we live in a body, and we have a soul, and it's time now for us to call it a day. The hour has slipped away, and we'll just turn our program over to Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you, until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.